Chapter 9. Dominic. Craig Hallan's face still plagues my thoughts as I sit in the dimly lit room. How dare he? How dare he come to my home and threaten my children? My beast needs to feed. Now more than ever, I can feel its howl burn deep inside of me. On the silken pillows of the king-size bed, a heart-shaped box grins at me. Know what's inside. Chocolate-covered cake balls. Always a must for these situations. But Tyler's dark sense of humour obviously found it irresistible not to put them in something so romantic. Romance is certainly the last thing on my mind today. And Tyler most definitely knows this. We need to eat. We need to drink. I take a chocolate ball and roll it between my fingers, studying it for a moment. Such a simple pleasure. So delicate, so full of flavour. If only the pleasure I need could be so simple. If only I could be satisfied by such delicate delights. But no, life has decided my needs, my beast's needs. And they are very much darker, much more complicated, much more cruel and vicious. My thoughts are dispelled by the sound of a nervous knock. Moving across the room, I open the door while I remain behind it, staying hidden to my guest. Come in.
Hi.
The striking redhead ventures inside, her voice cracking with doubt and nerves. There's a blindfold on the side table. Put it on, please. A funnel of corridor light illuminates the side table in the small hallway. The simple silk blindfold glistening gently as she moves toward it. People have a habit of overcomplicating these things, having blindfolds with frills and lace, all for show. All I really want a blindfold to do is stop someone from seeing. Fingers fumbling a little, she secures the blindfold around her head. Her red hair complementing the blindfold so well. If I were at all concerned by the aesthetics of how the blindfold looked on her, I would be extremely pleased right now. Just as she finishes the knot in her blindfold, I let my hand drop from the door handle and watch the room descend into the dim light offered only by the bedside lamp when it slides shut. Gently but firmly, I grasp the back of her elbow and guide her toward the sofa. Thankfully, my eyesight is accustomed to the dark, much more than a normal person's, so navigating the furniture in such a dark room offers me no challenges. While smiling wryly to myself, I briefly consider the lies people reassure themselves with, the myths about full moons. The beast is always there. Normal people, sheep, just can't see it unless there is a bright light. You're at the sofa. I take her hand. Sit down. She takes a seat, the scent of her nerves, frayed to a chilling quick, filling my nostrils. Is this your first time? I ask softly, with the nagging voice of doubt stabbing at me. Is she suitable for what I need?
Yes,
she responds in a tense whisper.
Well paid, anyway. My boyfriend and I have tried this sort of thing, and I've really enjoyed it, so I kind of thought, why not get paid for it?
Okay. You've bought a change of clothes, I'm assuming. I ask, my voice of doubt quiet, replaced by an inner growl. That inner growl.
Now, we need to feed now.
She nods.
Yes.
Good girl. Now stand up, this will hurt. But regardless of how it might feel at times, you'll live. Despite the desperate need to be satisfied,
I try to sound reassuring. The scent of her nerves is suddenly replaced by lust, flooding my senses. She certainly isn't lying about enjoying it. Trembling a little as she stands, either through desire or nerves, or perhaps a combination of both, I take her hand to steady her. Being a foot shorter than me, she is the perfect height for my intentions, while allowing her a moment to steady herself. My hand slips around her, the sound of tearing cotton subtly echoing around the room as I slide one fingernail down the back of her short dress, relieving her of it. The dim glow of the bedside lamp caresses her body. Small breasts, which are perfect. Tyler knows my dislike of anything larger than a handful, and my opinion that small is much more ladylike. Porcelain skin, enhanced with a blush of pink. It's a perfect mixture of nerves and desire. Not too slim, not too thick. Her body echoes an athletic youth. On all fours, she drops to her knees, stretching her arms in front of her. Turn to your left slightly. I'll say when you're in the right position. Crab-like, she rotates until I command her to stop. Perfect. Stay there for a moment. I'll be back shortly. Moving to the kitchenette area, I flick the kettle switch, then remove my clothes, folding them neatly, while listening to the gentle bubbling of water as it slowly comes to the boil. I pour the boiling water into a teapot full of fruits of the forest tea leaves, and immediately the warm fragrance fills the room. With the seductive embrace of the aroma, I immerse myself into the scents of tart and tangy hibiscus and allow the pot to cool to the perfect temperature to inflict the maximum pain, but not hot enough to shock the body into numbness. Are you ready? I ask, taking the prepared ice bucket from the freezer. Again, this will hurt. I move back across the room, teapot in one hand, ice bucket in the other.
Yes.
Good. Lift your face up. You'll need to keep your back level. Otherwise, it will sting a damn sight more. She lifts her head, her back leveling, muscles tensing in anticipation. I leave the bucket on the floor and place a teapot on her back, holding it for a moment while she adapts to the pain. When a restrained cry escapes her lips, I release the handle, letting the full weight of the pot press firmly onto her back. Hold it, I order sternly. It takes 5 minutes for the tea to brew. I step in front of her and sit back on the sofa. Open your mouth. On perfect command, her mouth falls open. The tension of pain in her body, beautifully tightening her mouth around my erection as I slide my hard cock into her mouth. Slowly, I say with a groan rising up my throat, suck me too fast and you end up in hospital. The delicate fragrance of her lust fills the room and I can almost taste her wet pussy. Her lips slide up and down my shaft slowly, beautifully, trembling with the effort of keeping her back level, enhancing every sensation, vibrating along every inch of my delicate flesh. Her tongue teases around my head, tasting me, savoring me. The animal already growling inside of me, urging me to thrust deep into her mouth. Deftly, her lips move along my hard cock, tightening around my skin. Tears stream down her cheek as she teases my erection, my cock throbbing with the pleasure of her pain. The rising orgasm surges through my body, my thighs tensing, and trying to deny it for just a little longer. When the first drops of pre-cum pulse onto her tongue, she flicks viciously around me, teasing more drops out of me. Her warm gasp burning along my shaft as she sucks deeper, willing me to come. Balls tight and lifted, the hot flood of pleasure moves up my shaft. Without mercy, my cock erupts in her mouth, filling her throat with hot threads of jetting cum. She sucks harder, draining every drop, hungry to taste me, and desperate to savour every last drop. I stare down at her gentle face for a long moment, her veil of innocence broken by a trickle of cum, slowly gliding down her chin, along with the seductive scent of female arousal. Stay there. I will move the tea now. You were very good. My erection drops from her lips as I stand, applauded by the faintest whimper of disappointment. Her body relaxes as I lift the hot teapot. The angry red ring adorns her skin, and bitten by the sudden rush of cold air to the scald, she lets out a low moan of pain. Put your head on the ground, your arms out in front of you, I say sternly as I walk to the kitchenette. I want to see your wet pussy that smells so very good. Pouring a weak cup of tea, I think to myself, you were very good indeed. I pick up Craig's riding crop and move back behind her, taking a moment to savour the view. Even in the dim light from the bedside lamp, her damp arousal glistens like perfect shining stars on her thighs. Her pussy is swollen with lust, pink and vulnerable. I sip my tea gingerly, then place it on the bedside table as I immerse myself in the image of beauty. The flood of her scent fills my body as I stand beside her, raising my arm in a wide arc, holding it still at the apex, thumb rubbing along the handle of the crop to be sure of my grip. I twist my wrist slightly to perfect my angle, then bring the crop down in a savage strike. The crop cracks against the wet lips of her pussy, and she screams in pleasure, the scent of her lust inflaming my nostrils and exciting the primal beast within. I move back to my tea and take another sip, slowly, deliberately, while she whimpers quiet pleas for satisfaction, for redemption, for my cock. Plunging my hand into the ice bucket, I grab a cube and slide it over the lips of her stinging pussy. She throbs in delighted response, even through the cold of the ice dripping over my fingers. I can feel her nerves trembling in anticipation of my next move, the stinging cold extracting a groan of pleasure and forcing her pussy to ache with an avalanche of sensations. I hold the cube against the tip of her clit and allow it to melt slowly, watching her legs tremble, her teeth showing between her lips. Do you know who the fuck I am? Arrogant shit. He deserves his throat ripped out. I drop the last remnants of the ice cube and take the crop again, the crack of the leather kissing her lips with violent passion and forcing another scream of lust from her mouth, the sense of her pussy throbbing, aching to be fucked, intoxicates my senses, burning through my body, swelling my cock with a need to be inside her, to the point of a bitter, agonizing pain. The dim light sparkles on the wet drips sweeping from her pussy as it glows, swollen with pain and pleasure, burning a fiery red with decadent lust. How dare he come to my home and threaten my children? Her moans of pleasure and pain become pants of desire, echoing the screams from her pussy to be fucked, to be punished, to be filled. With two ice cubes teasing the lips of her opening, I slide them across her clit, teasing it for a moment, ignoring her clenching thighs, ignoring my aching cock. Then I push them hard inside her pussy, listening to a strangled gasp of pleasure as the bitterly cold cubes fill her. Crack! The soft pink of her pussy is now an angry red, swollen and pulsing, the cold enhancing every thrash of the crop. Her need is almost as strong as mine.
Please, she moans. Please fuck me.
Crack. Her fingers grasp desperately at the deep piled carpet, trying to hold on to some sanity in the maelstrom of sensations cascading through her body. The threat of her orgasm swamps my senses. One touch and this woman could come right now. My cock pulses as it stands erect in the dim light, aching with the need for pleasure, the need to fill her, the need to be sated, to feed, to satisfy my hunger. Her swollen pussy throbs hard against the tip of my cock when I pull her up roughly, inviting me to fuck her in the most savage way. Unable to deny my desire any longer, I thrust unforgivingly inside her. Fuck her. Make her feel us. Feed on her. Her swollen pussy lips throb along my cock as I thrust repeatedly, hard without hesitation, without an ounce of mercy. The tip of my erection burns in electric pleasure as the ice cubes melt and cold water streams along my shaft, dripping onto her clit and causing her pussy to clutch tightly around me. Fingers grasping at the sides of her pelvis, I pull her viciously back onto me. My fingers dig hard into her flesh, the resistance of her skin eventually breaking from the unrelenting thrust of my cock and the grasp of my nails. A gentle stream of blood caresses her thighs. The tension in her body grows with her orgasm, tensing along my shaft. She's coming and it's bringing me closer. If only I cared enough, I might tell her not to come until I am ready.
Oh my God, I'm coming. Please come for me. Come inside me.
She begs, pleading for my semen. Through the trembles of her orgasm, I continue to fuck her, harder and harder, riding the waves of her orgasm, grasping her pelvis tightly as her knees buckle. The weight of her intense satisfaction forces her body to drop, and I hold on to her as she grasps at the sofa for some stability. Another orgasm along my cock.
Oh, fuck. What are you doing to me? I can't take any more. I'm coming again.
Her voice growls with desire. I stretch my long fingers underneath her pelvis and find her clit, pinching it hard.
Please, I can't come again.
Furiously rubbing the stiff peak, my nails scratch at it, and her pussy convulses in a fit of pleasure. You will come as many times as I say, until I am satisfied. Her weakened pleas force my erection to swell inside her, the dampness of her pussy dripping down my thighs, mixing so seductively with the blood from her wounds. Without mercy, I thrust again, then slap her clit to accentuate the sensations for both of us.
Please, I'll faint.
Good. I pull her back onto me, the waves of her orgasms flooding up and down my cock, willing me to fuck her harder, grasping at me, urging me deeper, hair grasped tightly between my fingers. I pull it back sharply to expose her throat, my fingers clenching at her windpipe. She gasps for breath, turning raspy and sharp. Her legs start shaking as the oxygen drains from her body. I release her throat, thrusting harder, and she inhales a large gasp of air, the oxygen hitting her brain at the same time as her orgasm.
Fuck!
Filling her with my seed as she faints from exhaustion and pleasure. With her body heaped on the sofa, I watch her for a moment. The open wounds on her pelvis so inviting, so tempting, so fucking mouth-watering. We need to feed. We need satisfaction. It is our turn, Dominic. I lift her in my arms and carry her to the bed and lay her down gently onto the firm mattress, pausing for a moment to see if she'll come back round. Without touching her, I can sense her pulse. It's slow, but it's there. Secure that she's okay, I push her thighs apart, my tongue lapping at the blood, still weeping from her wounds. And just for a moment, I let the beast rise to the surface, My tongue probes deeply than is humanly possible, tasting her juices, feeding on her, voraciously eating our cum from her pussy, sucking the blood from her thighs. With her returning desire, her body convulses, her pussy shuddering with every lick of my tongue. With a long drag of my teeth along her flesh, her thighs clench in the first throes of another orgasm, and almost grouse when I suck at her clit. A deep sound resonating through her body, her lips, her pussy, and right down onto that most sensitive nub, muscles tightening and constricting. When I bite down sharply on her clit, another climax floods her body and her eyes spring open as a scream echoes from her mouth. I suck hungrily at her juices, her blood, frantic, desperate, needing to feed, needing to satisfy the beast, feeling the sense of ecstasy burning hot through her body. When her body tenses to her orgasm, she holds herself for what seems like an eternity, as she moans loudly, grasping the bedsheets, her thighs tensing in pure lust. Eventually, the tension fades along with her moans, and she reaches for the blindfold covering her eyes. Gently, I grab her fingers before she can remove it. Relax, you need some rest. Have some tea. I lift myself from the bed to retrieve the teapot and a cup, then cradle her head. Take a sip, it will help. She sips from the rim of the china cup. Then I place it on the bedside table and take a cake ball from the box on the side. This is a lovely chocolate ganache, mixed with moist cake crumbs. It's delicious, and it will return some of your energy. Take your time to rest, there is no rush. The room is booked until noon tomorrow. You can use it as you want, including room service. Just rest now. She swallows slowly, then taking a bite from the treat, she lets her head drop back into the pillow, relaxing into sleep. Some 30 minutes later, I've showered and dressed, while she remains absolutely still, in a deep sleep, as I return to the bedside. Gently, tenderly, I tend to her wounds with Neosporin, then suture them closed, being careful not to waken her. She would clearly be a good meal, but I would be insane to let her bleed out in her sleep. I pick up Craig's riding crop from the floor and move silently to the door, leaving without looking back. The beast has been satisfied, for now.